Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show. We're on twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m., and you can download our iPod. 44,000 people on average for the last, in fact, it got up to 48,000 last week. People have been downloading our iPod or podcast, if you will, so you can do that too if you ever go outside your area and want to hear it. We'll try and keep it interesting and give you all of the latest information on taking care of your health. That's why I talked about the ACTIVE study in the first hour. Amazing study where they randomly allocated 2,900 or 2,800 plus people to four different treatment groups to see if they could prevent dementia. It's a 10-year study so far, and the 10-year report comes out tomorrow. If you're listening to this on a Saturday, comes out tomorrow, so I can't tell you the results yet because it's embargoed till tomorrow. But just one of the treatments, memory training, if you will, reasoning training, speed of process training, or control. That control didn't do it, I'll tell you that. But one of those three treatments decreased dementia risk over a 10-year period, huge, by 48%. Talk about not getting to have to give caregiving, because we had a great guest. You'll want to listen to the first hour if you haven't already. The first hour, we had David Levy talk about caregiving and what's needed for it. Tremendous book. The book is called The Family Caregiver's Manual. But now this hour, I want to get into something I talked about a little bit in the first hour. That is the rise in advanced prostate cancer in the last decade. 72% increase in serious prostate cancer, that is advanced, that is cases with metastases. Why is this? Well, about a decade ago, they stopped allowing us docs, well, no, it was really 4 or 5 years ago they stopped allowing us, but they started recommending that we not do prostate PSA screening. And now they make it hard. You've got to document that you had a conversation with the patient about the risks of and benefits of prostate cancer screening before you order the tests. And then you got to have the patient come back another time to discuss the test results with them. And if you don't do that, if you don't do the documentation, if all you do is order it the way we used to do as a screening test, your institution, if you're at an institution like I am at the Cleveland Clinic or the hospital or your own practice, gets docked money because you ordered that test. And you get downgraded on the quality scores for your institution. That's right. Just doing great care for the patients isn't good enough. So we think that the disease hasn't become much more aggressive. It's that we aren't screening people and getting rid of the cases or finding the cases early enough. So we have avoided, the treatment guidelines have avoided doing too much surgery, but now we're doing too little surgery and radiation and other things, and so we are now having high-risk cases that are much more extreme be a problem. We've got to get back to the way it was. And by the way, that goes with another issue discussed this week. That is the issue of, if you will, and I don't know how to say this better than this, but healthy weight doesn't prevent against diabetes. And yet we are now being told we can't screen normal weight people with a hemoglobin A1C for diabetes because they aren't at high enough risk. Well, they're at 11% risk instead of 18% for overweight people. It's ridiculous. They are limiting physicians' ability to give optimal care by making us jump through extra hoops, making it more difficult for us to practice well for you. We've got to stop this. We will try to do it through the medical profession, but we may need your help to say return the medical profession back to the doctor and patient and doing what's right for the patient rather than, in fact, doing only what the guidelines call for. there is a significant risk as people get older of type 2 diabetes, even in normal weight. That's because weight doesn't reflect abdominal fat, and it's very tough to justify getting the test by saying this person's got too much abdominal fat, because you got to do a waist size and you got to know what the norms are, or you got to do a abdominal fat level, an expensive test often, and that increases the risk to the whole and the cost to the whole system. So it isn't the right thing. This is medicine. Government is in fact inhibiting our ability to do the right thing for patients, so we may ask you to help us. Speaking of that, say it again. Oh, good. And speaking of that, I've got one of my favorite people on the line, Jim Graham, who listened to the first hour on caregiving, or the last part, and I asked him to call in because he did give caregiving. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How have you been? I haven't talked to you for a while. I've been kind of busy, so I'm sorry, but I intend to call in pretty regularly now because I'm getting straightened around. And you were talking about caregiving on a long-term basis with the majority of your show. But I have to say, when Mr. Levy was talking about money and issues like that and time, I was a lone caregiver. There was nobody else to help me. So how do you deal, I should have asked him, how you deal with the stress? Money is one thing, but the mental stress of taking care of somebody that's, for an example, 22 months, my wife Helen had lung cancer, and I watched her go through it, and I had to handle this by myself, of course, with the doctors and, you know, neighbors and stuff helped out. So how do you deal with the stress of having to deal with that?
Well, in fact, that's just why I'm going to have him back and have you talk to him about this, because this is a really big issue. That is, how do you deal with the stress of, in fact, caregiving? Now, one of the questions, Jim, is the most stressed out cities in America. So one of our, Kathy A., I don't actually know where Kathy A. is from because she didn't put her city on the email, asked us, tell me the most stressed out cities in America. She must have seen this list. Jim, can you tell me what do you think? Now, the way they did it is, this is Wallet Hub's analysis of the 150 largest cities across 27 key metrics, and the key metrics included the commuting stress, unemployment rate, poverty rate, divorce rate, percentage of single parents, percentage of adults with poor or fair health, lowest number or highest number of violent crime, psychologists per 100,000 residents. Tell me who you think is the most stressed city in America.
Well, the first thing that pops into my mind would be maybe Los Angeles, California, because it's spread out so much and has a huge population of every walks of life. Am I right, or am I close?
They don't actually have Los Angeles is in the 10 worst. Number one is Detroit, Michigan, and that obviously relates to its poverty level, its crime level, and its, if you will, unemployment rate. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual. By the way, the least stressed city, Fremont, California. Above that, Irvine, California, Honolulu, Madison, Wisconsin, San Jose, San Francisco, Plano, Overland Park, Kansas, Sioux Falls, and San Diego. You know what I'm going to get? Though to answer Kathy's question better, we've got a stress app that ShareCare has. It's the ShareCare app that tells about voice fractal patterns. We'll be able to aggregate all those people who use this app, and they're close to, I think, 6 million now. And we'll be able to find out which city really has the most stressed out people. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Jim, stay tuned, stay with us, because I'm going to ask you some questions. We'll be right back.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why?
because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers, those who don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon on the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient. Natron.com.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your health and of your family's health. We give you the information, and hopefully we'll give you some of the motivation, and then we'll give you follow-up if you want it. This is, by the way, you can always call us, talk to Ben, our engineer, superb, 844-305-7800, 844, it's toll-free, 844-305-7800, or you can email me, as others have, including Jim Graham, who's on the line with us now, because I asked him to call, because he had so much personal experience with caregiving. You can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Ben Callahan asked another question that was really good. Does freezing damage nutrients? And the answer is, and by the way, Ben is from Joplin, Missouri, so I appreciate getting this email from you, Ben. Basically, the answer is no. Freezing doesn't destroy most nutrients. In fact, with fruits and veggies, usually freezing allows the place that quick froze. In other words, if you had peas in, or corn or whatever it is, or asparagus or broccoli, so I get a lot of broccoli and a lot of peas that are frozen, those freezing actually preserves it and keeps the nutrients healthier. So Ben, it allows you to deliver the nutrients quicker and not have as much deterioration in the truck or whatever is bringing them to you. So in fact, freezing is a very good thing for fruits and vegetables when they're quick frozen locally, like a lot of tomatoes are. By the way, that active study I'm talking about, well, you'll be able to have it pretty soon because we'll talk to you about it. But 48% reduction in dementia over a 10-year period, just a huge beneficial study. And all it took was literally 14 hours of practice with this one technique, whether it was memory or reasoning or speed of processing. I'm not going to tell you until next week, but we'll tell you, and you'll be able to do this. And the exercise, that's right, AARP offers it for an extra $6 a year. So it's pretty easy to get a huge dementia benefit. Jim Graham is on the line. And by the way, you can call us 844-305-7800. Jim, you gave caregiving for your wife. And so there's a lot of emotional issues when she passed. In addition to the caregiving issues. But you're in a group that I thought we should let people know about, and that's a group that is almost a hospice group for the caregivers or a support group for the caregivers. Is that right?
Yes. I'm getting involved with hospice. My wife passed away, as you know, May 20th of last year. And I have to tell you, Mike, the first thing people have to know that even if you're alone, as I am, you don't have to be alone. Because on the doorstep, right around the corner at your local mental health area or even your local hospital, you check in and ask about hospice and Friends of Hospice. Now, I have to explain, Friends of Hospice is connected, but they are strictly on a volunteer basis. They're very special people out here in this world that when you're alone, and you think you'll have no place to go, if you give them a call, they'll set up an appointment, they'll come to your house, or you can go talk to them. And they know exactly what to do. And the answer to somebody that's grieving is listening.
And that's at Friends of Hospice.
Right.
And so they do. Now, someone has written us and said, how do I become a volunteer? That's on our email line, udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. And they emailed us before they knew this, but I'm interpreting a little bit of their question. They said, how do they help support someone who's a caregiver? They're all alone, and they said, I got time on my hand. What do I do to get to be able to support someone who's a caregiver? Jim, do you have that answer?
I'll tell you, Mike, that's an excellent question, because I'm doing exactly the same thing as your caller or your emailer is doing. All you have to do is get in touch with hospice itself, and they will put you in care of Friends of Hospice. And you will have to go through a short-term learning experience so that they'll teach you. There's a course that you kind of have to go through. It's all free, and they'll show you how to do it. And all you have to do is get a hold of your local hospice, and I'm sure they'll put you right in touch with Friends of Hospice, or maybe even hospice itself. But I admire this person for doing what they're doing, because it's so much needed. There are a lot of people out there. We stay kind of anonymous. I know I'm blowing my mouth off here, but people have to know about this situation because there's no need to be alone. And, you know, because and the first thing about when you're grieving, folks, you cannot hold your grief inside. I'm going to a grief counseling session now, not for myself anymore, as I was at the beginning, but now I'm going to help other people. You'd be surprised the people that lose a loved one and they never grieve. They hold it inside, and that's bad for you because that's one part of denial. And I've made this statement before, and I'm going to make it again right on the air. Everybody says denial is not a river in Africa. Well, excuse me, folks, but it is. And that river is full of crocodiles. And if you're in denial, those crocodiles will eat you alive. So you really have to get the grief out, and find somebody to do it with is the easiest thing. They'll listen to you, and they won't say a word. They won't use the term, I understand, or I know how you feel, because those are the wrong things to say. You just have to listen.
So, Jim, now, this all ties to this book by David Levy, The Family Caregiver Manual, which is a practical planning guide, and it's just a beautiful guide because it goes over each step and what you do legally and what you do otherwise. So caregiving alone must have been at times just incredibly what I would call overwhelming. I can't even conceive of it myself, obviously.
The first thing that I put in my mind, it wasn't me that was ill. So my first thought was, there was never a frown allowed in this house. And in the hospital, people know, if there's people listening that know me, and in the hospitals that knew me, there was never a frown allowed to enter my house or in that hospital room. It was always a smile on your face, as long as she was the ill one.
And, well, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but one of the things, since another person asked us this question, I'm going to challenge you with this again. This is a question saying, what cities have the best access to health care? Which city has the best access?
What city's the Mayo Clinic in? Rochester, Minnesota?
Rochester, Minnesota.
I'll give you Rochester, Minnesota.
No, that's Minneapolis is number six, but yeah, that's the only town in Minnesota. It turns out Miami, and that has a lot of hospital beds for the population. I think a lot of, because it's an older population, they use it more, but they actually go over the age-adjusted thing in this study by Vitals. Vitals helps people find it. Turns out Miami, Milwaukee, Omaha, and Cleveland. Cleveland was number one last year. Seattle, Minneapolis, Boston, Indianapolis, Nashville, and Baltimore are the top 10. When we come right back, we're going to go over the rest of the top medical news of the week. And with you and with Jim Graham, we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the show that helps you take control of your health.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
Hey, Jim, are you standing up enough? That's right. I'm talking to Jim Graham on the phone. You can call us just like Jim did anytime you want. 844, that's a free toll-free number, 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or email us the way Muriel, Pat, Ben, and Kathy have this morning with questions. So we'll take any question you give, as long as it's, I guess it would be PC, that is, as long as I can talk about it on the air and not with restricted language, we'll talk tech. And if I don't know the answer, we'll try and get it for you with a real expert. One of the interesting stories this week was, in fact, a cutting diabetes risk by replacing carbohydrates with healthy fats. Jim, what do you think? You think you can decrease diabetes risk if you switch from carbohydrates to healthy fats?
Well, the carbs break down the sugar, right? So if the carbs break down the sugar, if you're using healthy fats, I would suspect that it would cut back your type 2 diabetes, right?
And in fact, that's right. But amazingly, just cutting 200 calories of simple carbs, so that's added sugar, added syrup, non-100% whole grain, most processed carbohydrates, just substituting 200 calories of that with 200 calories of healthy fat, like olive oil or canola oil or walnut walnuts or avocado or that type of fat, or my favorite, DHA omega-3 from fish, or if you will, the olive oil, just substituting 200 calories decreased diabetes risk 44%, Jim. 44%,
wow,
and decreased heart attack risk by 13.6%. Amazing numbers. This is a study by Mazafirian. He's the dean of the school of the Tufts Nutrition School, one of the, if not the most respected schools in nutrition in the country. 44% reduction from a 200 calorie change from carbohydrate to, now the key is healthy. It's not saturated fat. It's not trans fat. It is healthy fats. Amazing change. What do you do, Jim? Have you done it?
Well, I take omega-3. I take omega-3 fish oil 2 times a day. I'm not sure if they're 1 or 2,000 milligram capsules, but I take a couple of those every
but
day.
But do you have, yeah, but I'm talking about how much simple carbohydrates do you eat?
I do not eat a lot of bread and a lot of starchy food anymore. I stay strictly pretty much, especially in the summertime, to vegetables and skinless chicken, fish. That's about the only thing I eat in the summertime.
You should know that I did catch Jim at a old baseball game when I was a little late and he didn't expect that I was going to come. Jim, who had had a heart attack, had had coronary artery bypass surgery, what were you eating when I came in, Jim?
Well, what I had done is Dr. Mike hadn't shown up, and he generally showed up with his wife, Nancy, and they used to sit right next to my wife, Helen, and I. And I saw he wasn't there by about the third inning, so I told Helen, I said, I'm going to run up there, and I'm going to get some hot dogs and a big old beer. And you say I had some nachos. I'm not too sure about that. But
you had nachos with cheese on it. I remember it well.
Okay. But I sat down, and everything was cool. And I picked up the hot dog, and I had stuff sitting on my lap. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy sit down next to Helen. And I says, oh, no. And Dr. Mike says to me, Jim, we made a lot of money on you the first time we opened you up. And you keep eating that stuff, and we're going to make a lot more. So I've never forgot that little meeting, Mike. So
so that's part of the story. This study by the Tufts Dean of the School of Nutrition, that is of the head guy at the Tufts Nutrition School, was from 102 studies. He combined data from 4,220 participants, so it's pretty robust, pretty big study, where he said that if you substitute 200 calories of processed or of simple carbohydrates with 200 calories of healthy fat, you decrease your risk of type 2 diabetes by 44%. So that's a pretty big study and a pretty big result. Now, a couple other quick news items. The K2, which is a synthetic marijuana, synthetic pot. If you're going to smoke pot, get the real stuff, not the synthetic, because 32 people went to Brooklyn hospitals. There are other cases where the poor manufacture of drugs causes Parkinson's disease and other things. Don't get the, if you're going to do it, go for the real stuff. Because the synthetic stuff may seem like they're trying to sell it to you because it's stronger or better for you or whatever. The natural stuff tends to be the best. These 33 people who went to the hospital had some respiratory problems and really passed out with this. Don't do it. Jim, do you sit
Mike,
more than 10 hours a day?
Mike, I'd like to interject here. Marijuana in itself, on a regular basis, hasn't that been shown to decrease brain activity and slow down people mentally?
When it's given to kids and a little bit after kids, that is teenagers and young adults, 20 years later, it results in a loss of IQ and a loss of mental function and a loss of success in life. So yes, that has been shown in a large study that looked at it. But smoking, for example, medical marijuana, when you have a real problem, end-stage cancer, end-stage problem, maybe that's a use, and in certain specific cases, so epilepsy in kids that is refractory, occasionally you get a success with this. But if you're going to do it anyway, my only point on this story was go for the real stuff, not the other stuff. By the way, one of the real successes in medicine has been immunization against the human papillomavirus. That is, the human papillomavirus is one of the things that causes, it's a cancer-causing virus. That is, it causes cervical cancer, it causes throat cancer, it causes a whole bunch of other cancers. I'll try and get you the full list of them. But the neat thing is the CDC, our Center for Disease and Prevention, for the Center for the Center for Disease Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, has a guideline where it says all teenagers, all preteens, 11 to 14, I guess that includes some teenagers, should get the HPV vaccine. The American Cancer Society came out, yes, it will. It prevents about 80% of cervical, vaginal, vulvar, anal, penile, and oropharyngeal cancers. It can become a reality, so they say, and even for gay men up to age 26, they all should get this HPV vaccine because this does prevent cancer. So one of the big stories this week, everybody is on board with your getting the HPV vaccine for your kids. Does it have some side effects? Yes. Is the benefit greater than the side effect? It's 40,000 times as big as the side effects. It's like winning the lottery a huge number of times. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Right after these important announcements, we're coming back with some key takeaways and the key summaries of where we've been on this show. Stay tuned, and maybe Jim Graham will stay with us too.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. One of the big problems, and we'll talk to Jim Graham about this as well, one of the big problems in cigarettes now is the use of e-cigarettes by kids. So the cigarettes, no change in their use by high school kids. But the problem is now 14% of kids are vaping in the last 30 days. That is, it's a huge number of kids that's looking at the entire high school, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, as well as 12th grade. It's not just seniors. And it looks like these are flavored, so they're intending to get the kids hooked on nicotine. The e-cigarettes itself, maybe not that bad, although there's some recent data showing that a lot of what the manufacturers say is in the vapor is not what's in the vapor, and even the nicotine-free ones look like they have nicotine in them. And many of the flavors, like that bubblegum and that popcorn, those have, in fact, very serious allergic or lung consequences, just like that popcorn flavoring that has caused lung cancer in a huge number of people who worked in popcorn, microwave popcorn plants. They've taken it out. They've given special precautions to them. Well, that popcorn flavoring is now the same thing you're vaping if you're vaping a popcorn-flavored e-cigarette. Bad thing. In fact, it was in more than 50. That flavor is in more than 50% of the e-cigarettes tested. But, Jim, have you seen people up where you are vaping a lot?
As a matter of fact, Mike, it's funny you mentioned that. It's not only teenagers. I know people that have smoked all their life and decided they wanted to quit cigarettes, so they went to using the e-cigarettes. And I'm not sure how they're doing, but, you know, I heard the reports on how it could cause serious lung damage, so I don't know. I don't know about the teenagers, but I do know some adults that have switched.
And in fact, so this is a very interesting, if you will, set of stories. Let's go over where we are. We talked first. Our guest from the first hour was David Levy, a wonderful book, a spectacular book. If you have to be a caregiver, the Family Caregiver Manual, it's Caregiver Reality. I meant to ask him why he chose that website, but his website for a long time, caregiverreality.com. Two R's together in the middle of it, one word, no punctuation, no spacing, caregiverreality.com, a magnificent book. We also talked about how much water you should consume to prevent weight gain or waist gain. And what's the answer, Jim?
Mike, you know what happens to me? I'll tell you, I remember what you were talking about, if you had enough water in your system and be able to read a newspaper.
That's exactly how much you should have. That's exactly the right answer. So you know how much you have by, can you read a newspaper through your urine? If your urine is light enough to be able to read a newspaper easily through it, then you've got enough water and you won't gain weight as easily or gain weight at all. That's a study that was done showing that people who had that low a concentration of urine didn't gain weight. So thirst is an important thing we misunderstand for hunger, so make sure you get enough water. I almost pulled up my water bottle and started drinking it now, but I forgot I was on the air. Another story. Americans are eating more nuts, drinking less soda. That's a good thing. We'll talk about that in more extent next week. Normal weight and advanced prostate cancer. Normal weight may not protect against diabetes. What does that have to do with advanced prostate cancer? Because we physicians having to run through extra hoops to screen you for PSA for prostate cancer and to run through extra hoops to screen you for prediabetes and get you in the right place. Those extra hoops, they've resulted in a 72% increase in advanced prostate cancers in the last decade. We physicians may need your help. Right now, we're going to try and battle it and get them to change the requirements. We're going to try and do it ourselves. But if we don't succeed, we're going to need your help to help us get, in fact, the right thing done by the authorities who govern whether we get reimbursed, whether you get charged for those tests, whether we get charged for those tests, and whether we get able to give you the right care. Remember, make sure you talk to your congressman or senator about, in fact, making medical care between your doctor and you without someone else intervening.
Good for you, Mike. You know, that's one thing I've been seeing what's been happening. The government is getting in between the patient, and I just went through some of this, so you remember what I was talking about earlier, the government getting between you and your doctor, and it's a very important point, and I'll do exactly what you said as soon as I hang up. Maybe not today, but Monday. I'll take care of that for you right away.
Thank you. Another one of the other big stories this week, remember, cut diabetes risk 44% by replacing 200 calories of carbohydrates with 200 calories of healthy fats, that is the omega-3 fats like canola oil and walnuts and flaxseed and avocados, or omega-9 olive oil. Those things work to cut your diabetes risk. The other thing, 10 hours a day is the break point of sitting and getting heart disease, or if you sit less than 10 hours a day, then in fact you're able to do much more without getting heart disease. So watch your sitting and stand like I am during this radio show, or walk. That's the best way. The government did say we could immunize all preteens against HPV and even up to age 26 if they're gay men. I wonder if they have to sign an affidavit they're gay men before we get it. Now, Jim, you got a pneumococcal vaccine, the new one lately, so you're going to be protected, right?
Yeah, well, that's what my doctor says. You know, I asked him why I should need that shot, and he says, you know, there's one thing about getting pneumonia, and I've had the pneumonia shot, but he says, to be on the safe side, there's other strains out there that are a little more dangerous, and he says, vaccine could save your life a couple of years or even just a month or so down the road. So I got it just to be on the safe side.
Well, that's a great thing because, in fact, the new strain, the new pneumococcal vaccine, I got it this year too. And, Jim, I hope sometime in your past you have gotten the shingles vaccine because shingles is also, even if you don't prevent it, you decrease the severity and the pain associated with it. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen and my special guest and wonderful associate, Jim Graham, today. We also had David Levy, the Caregiver Manual, fantastic book. Go to caregiverreality.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks, Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week.